You are ranked right up there, or down there, as the case may be, with corporate America and labor unions. There is a bit of good news, though, in data that Tom Shoup is looking at. He is the editor-in-chief, excuse me, of Government Executive Magazine, here to talk about why some people think you are a threat to America. Tom, it's good to have you on the program.
Great to be back.
The bit of good news that I referred to in this Gallup poll that you're writing about on the Fed blog, linked up now at federalnewsradio.com, is that although people think big government, whatever that means in people's minds, is one of the biggest threats to the country, it's been that way for a pretty long time. So I guess there is a silver lining in the cloud that says that this isn't really news. It doesn't sound like, as far as people being feeling threatened by the government.
Yeah, there may be a little less there than meets the eye. I mean, on the one hand, it just seems like every week there's another one of these polls that people's trust and faith and confidence in government is falling. And this on the surface is another one of those, but it was sort of intriguing as I looked at it that, people said that, when asked what was a greater threat to the future of the country, 64% said big government, and only 26% said big business. And that looks like a huge gap and major mistrust in government. But really, going all the way back to 1965, big government has always scored higher on that scale when Americans are asked than big business. And that's sort of woven into the DNA of the country. You know, we were a country founded on distrust of government.
Mm-hmm.
So part of that is just the way Americans tend to view their government. They tend to view it skeptically. Now, the gap has widened pretty much over the years, other than post 9/11 and a little bit when the Enron scandal around that time came out. But so there is, it's not as though there's no problem, but it may not be quite as bad as it looks at first glance.
You make a couple of points in here that are some items that we've talked about before. You write, lack of faith in government usually means lack of faith in the political system, not necessarily the bureaucracy. And that kind of leads, that's something you and I have talked about. And another thing we have is what I go to when I read that sentence in your blog post, which is people have tremendously varying views of what big government really is and what level of big government is acceptable and what isn't. There are some folks that think that the whole Social Security system shouldn't exist, and there are quite a few folks that like it just fine and don't think that there's a problem there at all. So it seems to me, far be it from me to throw stones at Gallup about how they do polls, but just asking people if they like big government, I have to say I'm surprised it was only 64%.
Right, exactly. If you ask people about big government in the abstract, then no, they don't like it. They tend to like their individual slices of government that they see. And as you were saying, even when they don't like big government, I think often what they're talking about is ineffective political government, especially
mm-hmm.
lately. I mean, I think this is just very much a reflection of what they see as just paralysis and dysfunction in the political system. And there's really less of, I don't like the Social Security Administration or I don't like NASA or
right.
something like that. I mean, that's not really, I think still generally people's interactions with agencies are pretty good. It's just they don't like the federal government. And there's more of the federal government not to like than there used to be, which is kind of a problem because really in many ways the best case scenario for government is for people to be okay with it and not overjoyed. And the worst case scenario is that they hate it. And when there's more government, there's more things for people to hate.
You know what I would like to see as a follow-up question in these surveys, and I never do, is name the big government or name the government, part of the government, that you don't like.
Right.
I've never seen that in any of this. Is it that you don't like Congress and the way that they have food fights? Is it that you don't like federal agency blank? Is it that you don't like the congressman from your district? Is it that you don't like the mayor of the city that you live in? And because I wonder if there's even that much of a difference in people's perception of federal government versus state and local, as opposed to, you and I have talked a lot about the difference in perception or similarity in perception of executive and legislative branches at the federal level.
Right, exactly. I think that people often don't differentiate between levels of government, and I think there has been research that shows when people are asked about specific agencies and their interactions with them, those tend to be fairly positive.
This blog post is called What Distrust of Government Really Means. You make some great points in it. It's linked up at federalnewsradio.com. What do you think of the points that you make here is the one, what was the one that kind of hammered you over the head in all of this?
Well, I was really sort of struck by the fact that there has always been this gap. And in the survey question, you know, they ask about big government, big business, or big labor. They're all really kind of negatively portrayed.
Right.
So, but the fact that there was sort of always a trend to trust government less than the other sectors, and labor is just sort of falling off the map, so there's no real surprise there. But I was also sort of struck by, you know, when you factor in the that a lot of this is politically driven and is frustration with the political system, I think that it also means there's other research that shows that people are still interested in taking careers in government, especially with agencies that have developed really good brands in their sectors. So I think there's a lot, actually, that agencies can control in terms of this. I mean, what they can do is do good work, do really fulfill their missions, and offer the people who work for them opportunities to do exciting work so that they tell their friends and their families, hey, my job with government is really rewarding. That's what they can control, and I think that can affect how people view agencies individually.